From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Syria state media and human rights activists said government troops and allied militias have captured villages and towns in rebel-held eastern Ghouta. It's near the capital, Damascus, and it's the largest advance since a wide-scale offensive began last month. The Reuters news agency says a UN official reports that a humanitarian convoy carrying supplies from the UN and other agencies did not enter the besieged Syrian enclave as planned on Sunday. The convoy to East Ghouta is not able to proceed today, the official told Reuters. About 400,000 people need food, medical, and other supplies. According to the UN, only one small convoy with supplies for only 7,000 people has been allowed into Ghouta so far this year. There's been more reaction after President Trump announced last week that he wanted to impose a 25% tax on steel imports and a 10% tariff on aluminum. White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro said Sunday that the president is not planning to exempt any countries from the increase. The new tariffs have drawn wide condemnation from business-oriented Republican lawmakers in the U.S., as well as key allied trading partners, among them Canada and the European Union. The South Korean President Moon Jae-in will send a high-level delegation to North Korea on Monday to talk about ways in which relations can be improved and to try to ease tension on the Korean Peninsula. That mission could be complicated by planned military drills, however. The North's official news agency warned it would counter the U.S. if it holds joint military exercises. This is VOA News. More than 47 million Italians were eligible to vote in Sunday's general election, and polling booths remained open until late. Exit polls expected immediately after closing. Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco reports for VOA that opinion polls were banned in the past 2 weeks, the last 2 weeks of the campaign, but surveys before that time suggested no party would win the needed majority to govern the country.
Rome resident Riccardo Frulli has decided the League is the only party that can bring change. He says Italy urgently needs to deal with the high level of youth unemployment, high taxation and public spending, as well as immigration.
In this moment, we have a lot of problems, like the huge flow of migrants that are approaching every day our territory. We have also a below average security level, with most of the people that have a bad feeling of danger.
The populist and five-star movement, which did not exist 10 years ago and is headed by 31-year-old Luigi Di Maio, could emerge as the largest single party. Di Maio has made clear he wants to lead the country's new government, and his party will make no compromises or join forces with others.
Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco. Slovakia's President Andrej Kiska called Sunday for either substantial changes in the government or snap elections in the wake of a murder of an investigative journalist and his fiancée. In a televised speech on Sunday, he said there's a huge public distrust of the state and many don't trust law enforcement. This distrust is justified, he said. We crossed the line. Things went too far and there's no way back. Krishna Kumari Kole was elected Sunday to Pakistan's Senate, becoming the first senator from the predominantly Muslim country's low-caste Hindu minority. Kohli is 39, a Dalit, the lowest rung on the traditional Hindu caste system, which persists in India and Pakistan. And Roger Bannister, the first man to run a mile in under 4 minutes, has died. He was 88. His family said he died on Saturday in Oxford, the English city where he cracked the feat that many had thought humanly impossible. On a windy late afternoon on May 6, 1954, Bannister ran 4 laps on a cinder track in 3 minutes and 59.4 seconds. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.